Welcome into the whole show, powered by Chevron, here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's going to be a very fun show today. We're going to have, we'll have UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley on the show, who just recorded his 200th win as a head coach. Oh, obviously that was last week, but congratulations to him. They're getting set for a big game in the Bank of Colorado Arena. Will be the location for UNC and CSU. And I think there are Rams fans that are very concerned about this game. I'll tell you whether or not later on if you should be. We're also going to have, speaking of CSU basketball, Steve Ivey will join the program. We'll talk to him. Oh, yeah, Susan and Cheryl love Steve Ivey. The Rams are 2-0. The Bears are 2-0. That's what you want. Setting up for what hopefully will be a really good game on Tuesday night. And football is just, I don't know. I don't know anymore, man. How'd you do in your picks, Angel? Did you take Air Force to cover? I can't remember. You did, yeah. Look at us. That was great. Air Force didn't cover. They lost to Hawaii. CSU had the cover. Felt really good about it, but conservative play calling, couldn't put the Aztecs away, but they did win, so their bowl hopes are still very much alive. That's big. They sent a coach into retirement. Brady Hoke retired from San Diego State. We'll hit that. And then CU did cover, lost, but covered. How'd you do, Angel?
I got the CU game. You got the NAU game. That's it.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible, man. At least you have a winning record. I think my picks are cursed this year. I absolutely just think there is a curse on the land. And as you said, the script, you're all into the script thing. I'm starting to believe you that people found out about my picks and everything and how famous it was getting, and so the script went against the picks. That's what I truly believe. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What is this? Angel, will you let Brady know where ESPN's game day is going to be this Saturday? No. No.
James Madison.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What do they do? They play what? Oh, that's a football team.
They play a football game?
Yeah. Are they going to be in a, are they going to get into a bowl? Are they going to allow them to get in?
I don't think so.
Nah, they're not. Good for you, Flying Dutchman. I will give it to a man early in the season, like 4 or 5 weeks ago. Not early, but 4 or 5 weeks ago, Flying Dutchman was all in. Big Hub says, how do you retire after a loss? Ha-ha. All right, Brady Hoke decided to call it quits. They got two more games left.
May not be the only one we see. Billy Belichick?
Oh, you think he's going to retire? Or do they tank and grab Caleb Williams?
They do have a bye, so if we don't see Belichick next week, there you go.
Oh, man.
He looked pretty upset.
Yeah, he did. They all did. O'Brien back there was losing his mind. What a weekend, man. Raiders-Jets game was kind of interesting. Kind of. I mean, it's not great.
I don't know.
It was Antonio Pierce getting it done.
So I'll take it.
Jets lost.
Anything to get them to a record where they can't even come back if Rodgers plays again.
Yeah. Yeah, Rodgers, you could tell, was upset. Nathaniel Hackett, really struggling now. Had a moment when they beat the Broncos where everybody's like, yeah, look at that. Big Hub says San Diego State probably weren't going to buy him out like Jimbo Fisher. Yeah, Jimbo Fisher, how much is he getting paid to just go away?
$76 million.
Yeah, man. Why am I blanking out? The former LSU coach. The guy you couldn't understand.
Les Miles.
Before him.
Nick Saban.
Wasn't it LSU, the guy that you couldn't really understand?
Ed Orgeron,
yeah.
Sorry.
Remember when he's like, they're going to pay me this much to get out, like in his closing press conference? He's like, show me where the door is. I mean, I don't have to stress. I don't have to do anything. I'm just loaded now.
I saw a picture. So when Fisher was hired at A&M, they gave him a plaque that said, Texas A&M Division I football champions, 20 blank.
Mm-hmm.
So to be filled in later.
Yeah.
Never going to be filled in.
That's gone. The rumor mill, is churning. Stephen A. thinks primetime's going to A&M. It's not going to happen because of Shedeur Sanders. Brian Howe put it out perfectly. He said, let's remember the NCAA showed this year it doesn't like to give waivers to second-time transfers. If Deion goes to A&M, he either leaves Shedeur, Travis Hunter, and others behind, or risks them transferring and not being eligible in 2024. Not likely to happen.
What if they're going pro?
Well, then that changes things. But Travis Hunter, is he a first-round pick today?
No.
Then he's not going to go pro. Is Shedeur Sanders a first-round pick?
Probably not.
Close, right?
Maybe.
Second rounder? Then they're going to play one more year. So as fun as that idea is to talk about, just because it would just add more turmoil and sadness and angst to CU, that's not going to happen.
Where's the confidence of Buffs fans hearing that? Like, oh, he would just, not that he would, but he would up and just leave and go to another opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
If it's not A&M this year, it's going to be a bigger team in the next few years.
And what? I guess if you're A&M, you would look at prime. Because primetime, for the first time now, a couple of weeks have gone by with this, but really cemented after the loss to Arizona, I am concerned about primetime's in-game management and all that stuff. Like, let the guy score a touchdown. Instead, you stop him, and they run out the clock, kick the game-winning field goal, and it's over. And guess who got to the one-yard line after a five-yard gain for a first down with a minute left? Remember this name, Angel? He was a player of the week of ours. Montana Lamonius Craig. He was a wideout for the Buffs last year. And he got the first down, which ultimately allowed Arizona to run the clock down and kick the game-winning field goal. But if you're the Buffs, you let the guy score, man. Primetime was asked about that. Angel, I don't know if you found it, but here Brian Howe asked him, like, why not let them score? Then you'd have over a minute to go down and tie it, and we've certainly seen the Buffs do that a lot this year. Here's that exchange. Here's what Primetime had to say.
That last sequence there, you guys called a timeout before they had the pass play to Montana Lamonius Craig. They got to the one. Did you guys talk about maybe letting them score so you guys could have time?
Yeah, they're not stupid enough to do that. They downed the ball. The quarterback ran up the middle and took a knee.
I mean the play before that, the pass play to the one.
We're still fighting. Yeah, we're still fighting at that point. We're still fighting. We're not thinking about letting them score a touchdown at that point. Because now you're thinking, hold them to a field goal, because you go down there and get a field goal, and you're back in the game, you tie the game. So you're not thinking that at that point.
Well, I just want to ask you, but there was a third and one play earlier in the quarter where you guys threw it instead of running it. What was the decision there to not just run and try to get that first down on the ground?
You've been watching us all season, right?
Thank you. Okay. Still fighting. But, Angel, mathematically, at some point, you have to say, do we stop? If we stop them, they're going to win the game. They're going to run the clock out and kick the field goal to win the game. Yeah, you can hope that they miss the field goal, I guess, but it was kind of a chip shot at that point. So we saw this with the Green Bay Packers and the Denver Broncos when the Broncos won their first Super Bowl. Green Bay let Terrell Davis walk in because they thought we can get the ball back, go down and score. Broncos defense had other plans. John Mobley, thank you. Very big play. Game over. Broncos won their first Super Bowl. I mean, I appreciate that you're saying we're still fighting, but, you have to let them score so you have more time. So that was an interesting thing in primetime. It didn't really sound like at that moment he understood the question that Howell had. Like, why? He said the quarterback just kneeled it. Then Brian's like, no, the play before that, when you tackle Craig at the 1 yard line, and then all they have to do now is run that bad boy out and kick the chip shot field goal. So I'm I'm a little concerned with his game management. I go back to the game. Who'd they play last week? Oregon State? At the half. You know, you get the ball on your own 4-yard line with like 40 seconds left, and you throw it twice in a row to stop the clock. Oregon State stops you on a run. They call timeout. They got a short punt. They run it back for like 20 yards, and then they score the very next play. It would have been a one-score game at the half, but instead you gave Oregon State a shot to, at the very least, be in field goal position, and then they go down and score. So I would say if you're a Buffs fan, those are some big concerns. So my thing is, like, with A&M, has Primetime proven that he can be a big-level coach? He's proven he can market and grow and bring money into your program. Is Texas A&M hurting in that department? Maybe now, after paying Jimbo Fisher so much money to not coach. But is he there yet? Or do you just, if you're A&M, and again, it's not happening, but if you are one of those schools that potentially would look at Primetime, you are just looking at success at Jackson State, his marketing ability, his ability to get recruits and get transfers, I should say, bring money into the program and eyeballs. That's what you would be doing. It wouldn't necessarily be a coaching thing just yet. Now, this isn't me knocking Deion Sanders and saying he's not going to get there. But based on what we've seen in the Pac-12, I think you could say, he could be a good coach. He could also be a bad coach. Time will truly tell on that. I still believe Primetime is going to be a good coach for the Buffs if he sticks around. But based on what we've seen lately, I would say it's interesting. Flying Dutchman says, I don't think Travis and Shador are both eligible for next year's draft. Travis, what year is Travis? Shador is absolutely eligible, but we've already kind of learned that he's not, at least according to Primetime.
Hunter is a sophomore, so he has to wait one more year.
Because it's 3 years? I thought it was two. Yeah, well, either way, we don't need to.
Says he won't be able to declare until 2025.
All right. Whoa. Okay, so Primetime's not going to leave those guys, those two. Because Travis would have to sit out a year, and Shador would have to sit out a year. Because if you transfer again, unless you can give them a real reason as to why you needed to get out of Colorado.
Well, at some point, he's going to have to coach without those two guys.
Maybe. Or maybe he's done after. We've talked about that, too. Because I think Shiloh would have to stay. So it's not happening because of those factors. So Buffs fans, you're safe for a year, if that's truly where you want to go. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our poll question of the day, pretty easy one. I have a lot of stuff on my mind. But I just thought, Monday Night Football, Broncos, Bills, who you got? Do the Broncos keep their small playoff hopes alive by beating the Buffalo Bills? Or do they lose this game and kind of put us back into that no man's land of, all right, you're probably going to win 6, 7, 8 games. Probably the ceiling. You'll be a middle of the road type team. You'll draft in the middle of the road, and the cycle continues. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me is Isaiah Stevens. He is also my Zwei Brewing Player of the Week. Congratulations, Isaiah. In two games, 37 points and 24 assists. Now, keep in mind, he broke his own record. 14. He had 14 assists in the game on Friday. That broke his previous record of 13 in-game. He also became the all-time assist leader in the Mountain West Conference. I mean, my goodness, the guy is going to rack him up. He's probably going to break the in-season record. That's the only one left to go. He's already Colorado State's all-time leader. He's the Mountain West's all-time leader. The only assist record he doesn't have now is the season assist record. So Isaiah Stevens, whew, that's the good, and he's my Zwei Brewing Player of the Week. I'll go with the bad. I had a lot of bad over the weekend, but how about the Avs getting absolutely smoked 8-2? Scary time for the Colorado Avalanche. The ugly is Air Force going to Hawaii and just losing. This is what we talked about with the Mountain West and what potentially could happen to the playoffs, which we did get news on the playoffs, by the way, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But Air Force goes and lays an egg against Hawaii. Isai Chris, if Belichick leaves, will Hurricane Josh get another shot? If Belichick retires, if you're the Patriots, would you bring Josh McDaniels back? That'd be the only chance he'd have. 21 after the hour. Let's talk primetime coming up. Let's talk about the Colorado Buffaloes, where we are today. I do want to talk about Colorado State and San Diego State. The Rams are still alive. They need to win the next two games to become bowl eligible. Can they do it? It's Nevada and Hawaii. It's the whole show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKF.
November, a time of thanks. Thank you for being a friend. We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
I want to thank Hikes Ace Hardware for being a great sponsor of this show. They're located at 1722 9th Street here in Greeley. That's Hikes Hardware, veteran and locally owned. Greeley's original hardware location since 1954. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Am I wrong here, Angel? I thought it was 2 years. You needed to be out of high school for 2 years in order to become eligible for the NFL draft. Is it three? Because Travis Hunter played at Jackson State, and then he played at CU this year. So why
it's
wouldn't he be eligible?
It's possible that the high school rule is in effect here and not the college rule. The college rule is 2 years of college football. I guess if he left high school early, he has to do a full 3 years.
Okay. I was just trying to...
He did play at Jackson State.
Right. He played... At the end of the season, he will have played 2 years of college football.
Mm-hmm.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. You're right, though, Angel, when you're... I don't think primetime's going to Texas A&M, but you're right. If you are a Buffs fan, the mere thought of that, the fact that it's out there in the world and the Stephen A's of the world are saying it... right now you're looking at it going, man, they're already talking about him going to another big time job. All right, Smitty says I'm wrong. 3 years from high school. Oh, okay, from high school to the NFL. So we're right. You're right. Everybody's right. It's all good. But the fact that you're already in this world of prime time to a bigger school, going to College Station and all that stuff, whether he's going or not, and he won't, the fact that we're there. He's probably, he hasn't said anything, but this is how it goes. And if you're primetime, why wouldn't you consider a bigger type program?
Plenty of reasons.
Why not?
Recruiting.
Oh, that's why,
SEC,
why you would. Yeah.
The level of competition is greatly better than maybe the Pac-12 is on par normally, but it's a big step up. It's
huge.
It's a bigger step than going to the ACC or the Big Ten at this point.
And CU, again, it's not like they're a small-time school, but compared to Texas A&M, the state of Texas, man.
And A&M doesn't really need prime for the marketing
no.
and stuff. They are a very, very well-funded and supported program.
So why would you consider hire? And again, I don't think he's
because
even
they
in their
make
mix.
A splash because that's what the Fisher hire was supposed to be.
Yeah, but Fisher had more of a proven...
Sure, but it was still a, hey, we need someone to compete with Saban, so Fisher's in.
And plus, Smitty's saying it too. Yeah, family lives in Texas. Like, that's... it makes perfect sense in that regard of where you want to be, big time football, Texas. That's where you're.
Is he more of a Texas guy or more of a Florida guy?
Either or. I mean, either or.
Not the teams, but the states themselves.
Yeah, I think either one of those. You know, Boulder is still an interesting spot. You know, you don't think of Boulder as a mecca of football, and you probably never will. It's going to be whatever primetime ends up doing there, and then when he's done, you'll go back to the Carl Durrells of the world. The decent coaches that, you know, probably just aren't good enough for those big time colleges. Now, does that change with CU change going over the Big 12 next year and all that stuff? We'll see. But if you're a Buffs fan today, you're worried. You were already worried. We already talked about whether or not primetime would finish his first contract with CU. We've already hit that. His roots are Florida, but he's been in Texas since he played at Dallas. That's what I'm saying. Like, either one. Florida State guy, Texas guy, all makes sense. But this year, you're safe, Buffs fans, because we've already heard Shador's not going to go pro, at least from primetime. And then Travis Hunter, because of the 3 years from high school to get to the NFL. Yeah, you would risk not being able to have those guys next year because they've already transferred. They transferred from Jackson State to CU. That's their one transfer where they can play immediately. If you transfer again, you have to sit out unless you have some kind of real reason to have left, family stuff, whatever. Stickman Brady. Let's see. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Brady, Monday suck enough as it is. Please stop scaring me with my Buffs. Let's talk about CSU going to lose tomorrow night, or Broncos going to lose tonight, or something happy like Kelsey and Tay-Tay. Oh, brother. I saw the video. She's doing her concert thing, and then she says that the Chiefs guy is her guy or something in a song, and then she runs to him. They're creating like their own little movie thing, man. Like, that's all just. And he's there. Where was this concert?
Argentina.
So Travis Kelce's there, watching on the side, and she's singing to him, and she says, My guy is the Chief or whatever. I don't know what she said.
I don't care.
She ran to him, and I tweeted out, the best tight end to ever do it is arm candy to a pop star. It is. I'm just saying, it is what it is. It's the most annoying thing in the world. But, you know.
It's annoying if you let it be, if you just ignore it.
I'm kind of over it. Like, you know what? I want to be a positive person. And if they're happy, I don't know them, but fine. I'm not going to be a person that hates happiness for other people. It's annoying. It's all over the place.
I'll choose to be passive in this situation.
I just don't need to. I saw it. Like, it was
I don't
everywhere.
Want to go on TikTok to look at sports highlights and I get three videos in a row of, she's running to hug him. Oh, my God. She's crying.
Me.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's my problem.
Look at what he's wearing. It's the greatest thing. Ew, what are you wearing?
What was he wearing?
I don't know, some weird mix-mash sweater that she probably made out of her eyelashes or something.
Oh.
And it'll be selling for $50 on eBay.
An eyelash sweater.
I did see a rumor going around on Saturday that was like, is Travis Kelce going to break up with her? Like, that was a legit rumor going around. Like, he was thinking, the Swifties.
Why would he break up with her now?
That one thought sparks from one of them, and they're all on it. And then the video comes out, and it's, oh, no, see, we were wrong. They're so in love.
You can't break up with her now. Yeah, you're in, man. She's going to torch you.
Ghost her.
I
think Travis will be pretty much fine.
She changed a song saying she's with the Chiefs guy or whatever. Like,
It's already...
Oh, and you know, they're going to have another album just for that one song.
She's going to rip him to shreds if he breaks up with her.
It'll be Taylor's version redo or something.
She might even become like a heavy metal or she might like an emo singer after this. Because she's just going to be absolutely torched. But that's the thing, Angel. I'm trying to ignore it. But all my sports people are tweeting it out. So you're on Twitter and you're scrolling down, you know, after the games, late at night, whatever. And then you just see... Tay-Tay's hugging Kelsey and says she's with the Chiefs guy. And so you try to ignore it, but it's in your face. It's there.
Block.
Some of them are guests on this show. Some of them are guests on this show. Very well-respected Nuggets person.
I have a dump button here. Just let me know. Treat Swift as a cuss word. Beep. Nope. Can't say it.
Stickman.
SEC rules.
Stickman, do you really enjoy it? Or are you like, ah, this kind of sucks, but I guess this is our life now. We're Swifty people. This is part of the deal. This is part of what we signed up for.
But we didn't.
If you're a Chiefs fan, I guess this is your life. You're a Swifty kind of thing now. It's going to be there all the time. All the time. Big one tonight, Monday Night Football. Broncos, Bills. Can they get it done? And then Stickman, and I know you, I already know where you are, Angel. Stickman's saying he thinks UNC is going to beat CSU again. UNC went into Moby Arena last year and beat the Rams. 2 years ago, they went into Moby Arena and almost beat the David Roddy / Isaiah Stevens Rams. That was the year CSU went to the big dance, played Michigan, and the Bears beat them. So the Bears want this game. Our new boy, St. Thomas, for the Bears, said, yeah, we really love these Colorado matchups. We are really looking forward to every single one of them. So they got a lot that they're playing for. Only one team is going to come out of tomorrow night undefeated. Who's it going to be? 36 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
If you guys are looking at changing up your insurance plan or... You're doing research, trying to figure out maybe who you should go with. Write this one down. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Ryan Hicks is my guy. I've gotten to know him over the last year or so. He's actually become a very good friend of mine. But what you need to know is what they do and what they do best. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County and Larimer County. The go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations as well. Local, man. They care about this community. They do great work because they're going to be around you all the time. So their reputation is so, so very important. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The Colorado State Rams beat the San Diego State Aztecs over the weekend to keep their bowl hopes alive. Now, 4-6 on the year. One game already, better than where they were last year, so there's progress. It felt like CSU was going to run away with this thing. The Aztecs made it a game. They won the fourth quarter, outscored CSU 13-0, and Colorado State still just trying to figure out how to win games. A candidate for my Zvi Brewing Player of the Week was Justin Marshall. Coming out of nowhere, man. 18 carries for 119 yards and a touchdown. And a lot of people are wondering, like, why was he not activated and playing throughout the course of the year? Yeah, a lot of people do that. I mean, he had a great game. But everyone's freaking out. Like, Jay Marsh, man, I like it. I'm excited. He looked freaking good. But then again, all these other Rams fans are freaking out, saying, man, where's this guy been? This is bad coaching. He should have been out there. You gotta learn protections, and it's not just about running the ball. All those things go into it. So I'm not going to beat Jay Norvell or the coaching staff up at all for something like that. He shined, man. Guess what? You know what my question is going to be? Can you do it again? Let's see it again. Let's see it again, Jay Marsh. I like you. And he was, if it wasn't for Isaiah Stevens doing Isaiah Stevens-y things, then Justin Marshall would have probably, Nikola Jokic was up there too. He's pretty good, I hear. You know, pretty good.
Are we talking football or basketball?
Player of the Week candidates.
Okay. I got confused for half a second. I was like, wait, Isaiah doesn't play football.
Well, he's my Player of the Week.
But if he was on the field on Saturday, they would have won.
I said Justin Marshall would have probably got my Player of the Week if it wasn't for Isaiah Stevens.
Okay.
Or Nikola Jokic, who's pretty good.
But he lost.
Still pretty good. Where's the bench? Where's the bench, Angel?
I don't know.
Where's Christian
Maybe
Brown?
He needs to play the whole game.
Where's Christian Brown? Where is this guy? He's got a beard now, kind of. But he's been a no-show all season for Denver. The starters were fine in that game. We'll talk Nuggets. We'll talk Michael Malone. I'm very concerned about this bench unit, especially when Jamal's out, now that Jamal's out for a couple more weeks. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The bigger story with that game, San Diego State football coach Brady Hoke set to retire after the season. Look at this, Angel. The Aztecs, since 2010, have not missed a bowl appearance. They've been in a bowl game every single year since 2010. Do you know who their head coach was in 2010? Brady Hoke. They went to the Poinsettia Bowl. Golly, I never say that one. They were 9-4 that year. They go, and then he leaves. That's when he goes to Michigan, and Rocky Long takes over for San Diego State, and they go on to many, many bowl games after that. 8-5, 9-4, 8-5, 11-3, 11-3. Great, great teams. And then Brady Hoke comes back, and his final season with the Aztecs, they will miss their first bowl since he started the streak in 2010. Very interesting. Did he retire, or was he forced out? He was 4-4. That was the COVID year he got hired. So rehired. 4-4 back with the Aztecs, and then he was 12-2, and then 7-6 last year. So he wasn't bad for this team, obviously. So I do wonder if this one is more of a, I'm just kind of over it. Just kind of done. Because really, his second stint with San Diego State wasn't bad at all. But Jay Norvell's Rams frustrated him enough, and he's like, I can't do this anymore. Braden Fowler, Nicolosi, we continue to watch that roller coaster. 202 yards and no touchdowns. He did have an interception. So, again, growing pains there. Just a lot to evaluate with BFN. But they get the win, so there's going to be at least one more meaningful game. And this Nevada one is certainly meaningful. Let's see. Justice Ross Simmons was good. Van Shield fumbles late, giving San Diego State a chance. And, man, I was worried there for a minute. Didn't cover. I had CSU to cover. They were winning big. They were winning 22-6 at the end of the third quarter. And San Diego State made it a 22-19 game, point game. Whew! First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris chiming in. Brady, since I have to listen to Rams games on the radio, I noticed you don't have the broadcaster on your show as an insider. Mm-hmm. I've had him on before. He's a good dude. But I mean, I've got the Kevin Lytle, Angel. How much more insidery can you get?
Talk to a player on the team, maybe.
Yeah, maybe like Jack Howell, you know? No, he's no knock there, but yeah, he's not like a weekly guest. Plus he's with an enemy radio station. All radio stations are the enemy, Angel, except for ours, right? Isn't that the way to look at it?
I think so. We're all again. It's like a big cold war across the country between all radio stations.
It is.
Don't even get us started on TV. Those guys, think they're so cool because they have video cameras.
They're moving pictures. Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
You do video and audio? Good for you.
Stupid. Did you didn't watch the CSU San Diego State game?
No.
The color commentator? He was struggling, man. I was texting Brian Gary.
You have trouble with the colors?
No, it just his analysis was just not good. Brian and I were going back and forth. I sent a couple of quotes to him. Where is it? Commitment to continuing to fight. Great job in being able to be sniffing out this one. So Brian and I were going back and forth. Just about some of the, and then the play-by-play guy would say, "Okay, what do you do here in this situation?" And he would never answer any of the questions. It was an interesting broadcast. Big Hub, did you hear about Boise? Boise State fired their coach. Avalos is gone. Does that mean your boy Brian Harsin is going to go back to Boise State? I know he's not your boy. He was the public enemy number one for you for a moment. Does he go back to Boise State? Apparently, he's thriving and having a good time not coaching anymore. He's liking not being under that kind of pressure. Well, he got $15 million to leave Auburn, so that doesn't hurt. 49 minutes after
the best job is to not be a coach.
Be a coach
for a
second.
Be a good enough coach to get a huge contract, yes, and then suck for 3 years.
Correct.
And get fired.
That is the best plan, Angel. And, you know, do you ever wonder if coaches are just doing that? You know?
I'm not shocked if
really
Jimbo
good.
Did hit. I saw that from the get-go.
I'm
like
going
to
be...
That program will always be 8-4, no matter who's coaching.
That's the thing, though. Be really good. Be really good for a minute, and then go get a big job, and then just kind of let it go. Just dedicate yourself to, like, 10
Jimbo,
years of great coaching.
He had, what, the one... Florida State team. Mm-hmm. They were consistent, yeah, but they never, yeah, got back to the championship game with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then he goes and makes bank. There you go, man. That's the life.
So that's $76 million in coaching. How much for the recruits that they paid for?
Smitty says BFN's interception was on a Hail Mary, no big deal. Yeah.
It counts in the stat book.
It does count in the stat book. But no touchdowns. But again, this is a conservative air raid. It is. I know that sounds weird, but why?
I thought the change was to facilitate the air raid.
I don't know. I'm still seeing it as a very conservative approach by Jay Norvell and company. We'll talk more CSU. 9 minutes until the top of the hour. Let's take a short break here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
November, a time of thanks. Thank you for being a friend. We're thankful for you, Northern Colorado.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Just getting things started here on a Monday. Do not forget, I've had Rams fans ask this question. They pay attention to KFKA, but perhaps they're not tuning in to the UNC Bears games as much. We will have the game on KFKA, of course, tomorrow night. We're the voice. KFKA is the voice of the UNC Bears, so we'll have that coverage for you with the great Mike Rice on the call. This is going to be, I hope it's a great game. I want it to be a fun back and forth game. Because last year was good, the year before that was good. Can we have an epic battle? These two teams should be playing every single year. And I love it. Both teams 2-0, getting wins that they were supposed to win. And now they'll go at it in Greeley tomorrow night, and we'll have the call. 5:30, the Blue and Gold pregame show starts, and then the tip-off shortly after 6 o'clock with Mike Rice on the call. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's hit the big story. I got several of them. Big story of the day coming up next.